Today, I want to talk to you all about some construction or carpentry. Do any of you guys like to build any things with wood or anything else? Have any of you ever made any mistakes? So you might go measure something and cut it and come back and it's too short. So you go cut it again and it's still too short. My dad says that the sign of a good carpenter is being able to cover your mistakes. I believe that originates with my grandpa, but I'm not sure. But I'd like to discuss this covering mistakes a little more in depth. If looked at one way, it could mean that you're really good at what you do and you have the knowledge and skill to fix your mistakes. And to have the project still turn out well, because mistakes are inevitable. Or it can mean that you do really poor work and you have to go to great measure to try and hide the problems that you've created in what you're making or building or designing. For instance, I was thankful for the opportunity to build this pulpit a while back, and it took me quite a while due to having a job and other responsibilities and everything. And also because I really took my time in trying not to make mistakes. Many of you have complimented me on how it looks, but if I were to bring you up and you could examine it closely, I can point out flaws in my craftsmanship. Tonight, we should all examine our hearts and lives closely for our own flaws. If we could go back in the process of building this pulpit, I could show you mistakes that I was able to cover up to make the finished product turn out okay, even though it probably would have turned out better with a more experienced craftsman and a better selection of tools. Preaching can be much like this for me, although the mistakes I can't seem to hide and it takes me way too long to prepare. So I was thinking about Pastor Wayne and Lee. I feel like they have a much bigger toolbox and are much better craftsmen at preparing sermons and preaching. So anyways, I want to compare our lives to this. Turn with me to Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So we can see that Scripture tells us that none of us haven't made any mistakes or don't have any problems. We all have problems, our problems, sin, and mistakes in the project of our lives. The trouble is that we work and struggle to fix these problems or cover these mistakes. But things keep turning out flawed, crooked, out of plumb, not square, or unlevel. We need to stop wasting time and bring in a professional. We live in an age where everyone wants to do a DIY project. We can Google or watch a YouTube video on how to do pretty much anything. And so we try to do many things ourselves that people used to hire done by someone more experienced. We even have TV channels devoted to people doing everything from construction to cooking and everything in between. That when it comes to our salvation, this is something that only Jesus can do. No amount of DIYing will get us to heaven. Turn to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That proves to us that it's nothing that we can do. I'm going to turn to Mark 6:3. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of Jesus and Joseph and of Judah and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. So that tells us Jesus was a carpenter. Some people might have trouble thinking that anything or anyone might cover the size of mistakes or sins in their life. Jesus came to this earth and had work to do here. He did help his earthly father with his work, but he was here on business for his heavenly father. I'm going to turn to Luke 2:49. And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business?" Jesus was a boy then, and his parents couldn't find him, and he let them know that he was about his father's work. One of the most important parts of his work here involved a piece built out of wood. It wasn't one he built, and he didn't enjoy having to do the work on it. He even asked his father if he could not do it. The thing is that we, the people of the world, built this piece, and we didn't try to make it beautiful. We made it sinfully to be ugly and cruel. If you haven't figured out, I'm referring to the cross. So we put Jesus on this piece to do the work that he had to do, which was to shed his blood on the cross so that it could cover and wash away all of our work, sin. I'm going to turn to Revelation 1:5. "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood." So you can see that Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash away our sins. Everyone needs salvation if you hope to have any lasting work or reward in heaven. For those of us who are already saved, we still try to cover our own sins. I'm sure you're all familiar with the term flip house. Some people do them and do them well. But there are others that only focus on the scene or the cosmetic aspect. They hurry through the remodeling process, skip steps, and cover things up to make them look great for a quick sale. But we always need to start with the foundation. If it isn't right, we need to stop construction until it is, or it will crumble. I'm going to turn to Luke 6:48. "He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." And then I'm going to turn to Matthew 7:24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock." So we can see that if we want our house to stand and last, we've got to start with the foundation. That foundation needs to be the rock. In comparison, as people, we try all kinds of things to cover up. We try to look younger. We try to hide our sin from others. We get different jobs, we move to new towns, trying to outrun, avoid, or cover up problems or issues that we can get taken care of only by building our life upon the rock. So how do we start building our life upon the rock? Well, we need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which aside from reading scripture and asking God for, I wasn't sure what to do. I ran across this in Job 28:28. "And unto the man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and is to depart from evil is understanding." We can start with fearing God. The Bible says that wisdom is fearing God. and to depart from evil is understanding. So I think that we all know what the word depart means. If you go to an airport, you will notice that it has departure times. That means you're going to leave at that time. So we must leave evil to depart from evil. So simple, yet we think and try to figure out what we should do in so many cases. But a good place to start would be to make sure that we aren't around evil and that we are fearing God. And right before this, he tells us how valuable wisdom is in verse 18. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. So we can see that God knows and tells us that wisdom is very valuable. But it's free to us. So let's do like Proverbs 2:4 says, and seek after wisdom like silver, and search for her as hid treasures. Lastly, let's be about our Father's work. Acts 13:47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. God tells us that we should go share the gospel, that we should be light to a dark world. To close, we can't DIY our way to heaven. And two, if we're not building our life on the rock, but are trying to make it look good, we are like white sepulchers, Matthew 23:27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto white sepulchers, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. So let's fear God and flee from evil. Let's pray.